Developers Conference. Just a couple of housekeeping measures. You obviously saw the registration desk. If you have any questions or need anything during the course of the day, feel free to ask Hank or myself. We'll try to solve whatever issues there are. Around this corner in this hallway on the left over here is where the restrooms are. If there are any other questions, you can bring them to me. There is a small black lady's purse that somebody left in the exhibit room that's at the front desk, if one of you left that there. So we're going to start this morning, first of all, by introducing my partner in this event, Marty Lafferty. Marty, come on up. Marty is the CEO of the Distributed Computing Industry Association, DCIA, with whom we partner. Marty put together the program and the speakers and did a great job, and so I'll turn it over to Marty to give you a heads up on how the day is going to go. Marty?
Thanks, Don. Welcome, everybody. You're in a particularly elite group being here today. Maybe more elite than we had imagined when we did this experiment in Austin. But let's start by remarking that mobile, cloud, DevOps, and big data represent powerful trends in the cloud computing industry, and three economic sectors continue to lead migration to the cloud: government and military, healthcare and life sciences, and media and entertainment. So here, with those in mind, those three use cases and three verticals, here's what we have planned for you over the next 2 days of conference sessions, workshops, and special seminars. On the business strategy track, first we'll celebrate the debut of Tim Hayden's new book, The Mobile Commerce Revolution, and then take a broad look at the state of cloud adoption, focusing on the public sector with keynotes from Amazon Web Services and Google. A leading global cloud attorney will join us for the panel discussion that follows. Our first workshops, which will be next door, will be from Microsoft and IBM and feature Getting Started with Azure and DevOps Services in the Cloud. And by the way, all of our sessions are being recorded and posted online with the presentations, which we'll communicate to you first before we share it with DC Info readers and the public at large. So, don't have to take notes. You could just be in the moment here, and then we'll make sure you have full access to the presentation, which from our experience is getting thousands of page views for folks that aren't allowed to travel due to economic constraints. Anyway, after a networking break, we will hear more from Microsoft and IBM and keynotes on enabling DevOps and mobile cloud architectures. These will be followed by really fascinating case study from Sense Corp on the role that OutSystems played in the College Bound initiative. And again, and throughout the conference, we'll follow our keynotes with a panel discussion that'll take the topics into more depth. Google and Dell will present workshops on GIS and GPS in Drive, Texas, and managing hybrid cloud environments. And then back in here, Dell and Rackspace will address the current state of private cloud, and Aspera will talk about cloud object stores. Rackspace will lead the next workshop, followed by SAP on Ariba, which is the world's largest sourcing network, recently acquired by SAP. And something new in Austin, we're offering a flex meal plan, so you can visit the exhibit hall for lunch at your convenience. We're not going to take a stop at everything and have a formal lunch. Instead, we'll have a lunch and buffet available there anytime when you want to go there between 12 and 1:30 p.m. Then after lunch, we'll pick it up with a program block focused on media and entertainment with Front Porch Digital, MediaFly, and Realize Media, or if you'd prefer, workshops with SoftServe on DevOps and Microsoft on big data with Azure. Next, we're going to zero in on mobile cloud with adjacent technologies, JW Secure and NetSuite, and the workshops at that point will be IBM Bluemix mobile apps and FedRAMP accreditation by Paragon, which is one of our exhibitors next door. Then, after a mid-afternoon network and refreshment break, we'll continue with conference sessions on big data from SoftServe, Talend, and Oracle, and workshops on digital transformation from Dell and the healthcare exchange from DigiCert. This will be followed by, finally, by our most popular session, the networking cocktail reception. And thanks to gold sponsors IBM, SoftServe, and silver sponsor Rackspace, and we will get there. So we'll stay on time for that. Day two, which is a shorter day, will open with a series of, we put all the cutting edge, really brand new stuff at the beginning on day two. Predictive analytics from QRhythm, brand new company. Virtual desktops, video surveillance, and biometrics from VDI Space, and application continuity from Iron Mountain. The early workshops tomorrow will cover real-time data solutions with SAP's HANA, their cloud solution, and contained excitement using Docker from Rackspace. Next, we'll have a really fascinating case study from the 2014 World Cup called Staying Ahead of the Game, which will talk about SAP's role in helping Germany take home the gold from the World Cup. And then the workshop at that point from Google will be Hangout with Google, kind of more informal one and a lot of fun. Then our healthcare program block with keynotes from OnRamp, Kinetic Concepts, and My Directives, and I'll give you a little bit more about that in a minute. And then a mid-morning networking and refreshment break, we'll have follow that with IBM on building managed cloud environments for the public sector. And then our conference closing session will cover mining the cloud and data security by CERC and Paragon, followed by some much-needed reality therapy from Xvant. So the final workshops that will be going on then are critical regulatory issues from Edwards Wildman and the coming Internet of Things from Flux 7. So it's a lot. Again, stay in the moment. We'll have everything available for you afterwards on the archival website so you don't have to take notes. And we want this to be as valuable and stimulating for folks that have taken the trouble to come. So speakers, be candid, keep it real. We want to help each other. That's what we're here for. So, you know, talk about what's working and what's not working so we can all get better together. And delegates, ask questions, actively participate. We're glad you're here. Let's have some fun with this. Now, I just wanted to show a brief clip, a part of what cloud solutions providers like My Directives and you all are making obsolete. And this is a teaser for tomorrow, so bear with me. So that's what we call the problem definition. And tomorrow we're going to hear how My Directives have solved that in the cloud. So stay tuned for that. It's fascinating stuff. All right, I'm going to introduce, for this room, Tim Hayden, if I can get this to close. And Stephanie Brownlee, raise your hand. Stephanie from Member Services at DCIA is going to take folks next door around to this room right next door for the workshop. So we'll have the conference strategy track in here all day and the workshops next door. The first one this morning is Microsoft Getting Started with Azure. So if you'd prefer that, please go with Stephanie now. And then if you would rather hear about Tim Hayden's book, stay here. Choices, choices. Okay.